The following shiur has been delivered by Rav Eliezer Gortzman, Rosh Chabur in Beis Medrash Gevoya, and Dayan for the Machon Halacha Urufua of Chaim Aruchim, a division of Agudas Yisrael of America, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
Gemara Nedarim Daf Lamed Vav Amar Aleph Gufa Amar Rav Yechanan Hakol Tzvichin Das Chutz Mi Mechusa Kapor. Every person needs Das for a carbon except for Mechusa Kippurim. Because a person is allowed to bring a carbon mechusa kippurim al bonav al b'nois av haketanim, and if we see that a person could bring a carbon for bonav al b'nois av haketanim, so therefore he could really bring for anybody shalom yidas. The Gemara, a little bit later, down the Amud asks the Kasha, Ele me'ata yavi adam pesach al chaveiro. Why can't a person bring a carbon pesach for his friend without his knowledge? Shekein adam mevi al bonov al b'noisa v'aketanim. Because the halacha is that a person is allowed to bring a carbon pesach for his bonov al b'noisa v'aketanim, meaning that he could appoint them to be as part of the carbon, and then they're allowed to eat, even though there's an iser to eat a carbon pesach shaloi lemnuyav. The father has a right to attach his children to his carbon pesach, and then they're allowed to eat it. So if we're saying that from the fact that you see that a person could bring a carbon for his children is a raya that you don't need das, so who hadin by a carbon pesach, a person should be allowed to appoint, put his friend on his carbon pesach. Shalemi daito. Alama omer Rabbi Elazar. Why did Rabbi Elazar say, hifrish pesach achaveiro le osa klum? That if a person's mafrish a pesach on behalf of his friend, he didn't do anything. So the Gemara says, omer Rabbi Zera, sel leves ovis lav de reisa. The din of sel leves ovis by a katan is not a raisa. Explains the Ran that be'etzem min ha-Torah there is no din that a katan or a kitana has to be nimna on a carbon pesach b'chlal. Be'etzem they have a right to eat on a carbon pesach even without being limnuyav min ha-Torah. We know that a person is only allowed to eat a carbon pesach if he was appointed, if he was set himself up as part of this carbon pesach before it was shechted. Afal pikein, that's only by people who were roi to be nimna and as part of the carbon pesach. Masha'en kein, kitanim, who were never nichlal in the carbon pesach b'chlal, they were never nichlal in this din that they have to be nimne on a carbon pesach. But etzem, they're allowed to eat without it. It's a din de rabbanon that the rabbanon said that they're mechuyev to be included, and therefore, hayes, it's only the rabbanon. Even the father could come and appoint them as part of his carbon, even though it wouldn't work anywhere else. Taisvis over here by us learns a very similar thing. He says that the only one who's mechuyev to be included in a carbon pesach is only those that are included in the din of tachoisu, where it says to be included in the carbon pesach. Heyois kitanim are not nichlal in that din. Memeila zaktoisvis, there really is no issa for them to eat shaloi lemnuyav. And he says midi da'aveh anoshim. Just like ladies, be'etzem have no chiyav on tachoisu, and they're even allowed to eat without being shaloi lemnuyav. There's no issa for them to eat, even though they weren't included in the Korban Pesach. Hu adin kitanim is be'etzem the same story. Taisvis im psachim and af peches amar aleph de ve'amaskel se brings our Gemara and asks Akasha that how can we say that this cotton could eat it shaloi lemnuyav, meaning the fact that the father did it is really nothing there's a halacha. Nami katan oichel nevelis ain bezdim mitzuyin tzuvin lahafrishay. Meaning, if the katan would go and eat the korban pesach, we would not be mechuyif to stop him. But lispis loy biyadayim fektois v'zizasa. We have a klal that although a person who sees a child eating an issa, he's not mechuyif to stop him. Tosfos Yeshanim and Yuma wants to say that a father avad is different, but al kapanim, if somebody sees someone else's child eating an issa, he's not mechuyif to stop him. Ein bezdim mitzvah lahafrishay. However, to give a child an issa biyadayim, avad is asur. And the male effect Tosfos, for us to go and give the child the issa biyadayim, to give him a carbon pesach shalai lemnuyav, fact Tosfos that's aser. L'chayra b'muskel rishin, Tosfos over there is not going like the Rad and Tosfos over here, but rather he understood that avada there is an iser to eat shalai lemnuyav for a cotton, and b'melda he's asking a kasha that einach hanami, if the cotton would eat by himself we wouldn't be mechuyif to stop him, but tepiklei that we're giving it to him. And Mimela, since he has an iser of Tachoisu, he has an iser not to eat Shalai Lemnuyav, he doesn't maybe have the Chiv of Tachoisu, but Akoponim, he has the iser Shalai Lechol, Shalai Lemnuyav. So therefore, it should be aser to stop. On that, Tosfos answers that the only time that it's aser to give a child an iser is only because it says Lo Sachilum. By Shkatsim v'Ramasim, the Gemara learns out that there's an Isser to give a child, Lo Sachilim, to feed them, Shkatsim v'Ramasim. That's when we say it's Aser. Because over there, the only thing the child is doing is eating the Shkatsim v'Ramasim, which is Mamish and Isser, and he's doing an Averi Mamish. However, Zaktos is over here, where he's doing the Mitzvah Chinuch, in addition to doing the Avera of eating Shalai Lemnuyav, he's also doing the mitzvah chinuch to teach this child how to eat a Korban Pesach. And Memela, even though there's an Isser being done as well, Hayois, it's also being done out of mitzvah chinuch, Zakh Tosfos, that it's Taka Mutter Lachilei Biyadai. According to the way we're understanding Tosfos, that Tosfos was asking a kasha al tzeisa de yaisa, daf ois kumen, that one would be allowed to be safi biyadayim, to give a child an iser, even an iser de yaisa, kidei to be mechanachim in a zaitige iser, in a zaitige zach, in a zaitige mitzvah sase. However, I saw in a sefer Simlas Binyamin, which is a pirish on Hilchos Nedarim, that at the end of Simin Reish Chaf in Yeredeya, Simin Reish Chaf, he has a different pshat in Tosfos, and he understands that Avada Tosfos was not asking on the Din Deraisa. Rather, Avada Tosfos is masking that there's no Isser Deraisa to each Shalai Lemnuyav, like we're saying from the Ran and from Tosfos by us. Rather, he had a different kasha, because the Gemara over there was handling a shaila, if let's say two apitropsin for this Yosim went and put him on a Korban Pesach, and the question is, can they both go willingly? Each one will be memaneh the Yosim on their Korban Pesach, and then we'll say that whichever one he wants to eat, he'll have a right to eat later. So the Gemara says that l'chayra, if we're going to say that you're allowed to do this, then l'chayra there should be a problem of brera. And you see, yesh brera. And for the Gemara, that since celebrates Avos Lav Deraisa, so we don't have a raya from the fact that two apitropsin could do this. Because, hayyais, it's only a shayla derabbana. Meaning, the fact that the yosim, who's a katan, has to eat from a korban pesach lemnuyav is only a din derabbana. Therefore, Midrabanan, there's a din of yesh berer, and therefore we allow this child to eat from anyone he wants. If them come Tosfos and asks Akasha, that since it's only the Rabbanan, So the chayyeh should be aser lispis la yisa biyadai. The hainu, since be'etzem you're not being mekayim the din of limnuyav, because lemaisa the katan can't decide, can't be zeicher. So the chayyeh you weren't mekayim the din, and since there's an issa midu rabbanon to give it to him limnuyav. To give it to him shalai limnuyav, fractosis akasha, daf oiskumen, that it should be aser to give it to him. Anytime you have a carbon pesach, it should be aser to give it to him. And on that, Tosis answers that since there's also chinuch, memele there's no iser. If them fractus almos bin yamin, I don't understand. Hayois midrabanon yesh bera. Is memele midrabanon, we could consider what he's doing over here, keilu. That he already picked the carbon, and the fact that the apitropos does it midrabanan is good enough. So what's this kasha that there's an issa derabanan, and therefore because there's an issa derabanan, it should be aser for him to eat. Why is there an issa derabanan? The rabbanan of masakin that we have to put him on, whether he could be zeicher or can't be zeicher. Midrabanan there's a din yesh bera. In fact, the samos ben yamin. Why midrabanan is it considered that it's safi la'isura and he blibes tzarachin on this kash? Akapanim, what is mavur from Tosfos in the way that he's understanding is that avada Tosfos's kasha was only on a derabanan, and therefore when Tosfos says his chiddush that there's an iser lispis lo biyadayim, in fact Tosfos akasha that l'chayra it should be aser. Because it's lispus lo biyadayim, Tosfos was asking out the din derabanan, and Tosfos held that even when you have an iser derabanan, there's still an iser to be lispus to a katan, an iser derabanan biyadayim, just like there is an iser deraisa. The truth is, this is not a davar pashut. The shita sarajba in Yevamos is that when you have an iser derabanan, it's taka musta lispus lo biyadayim. The whole din that we have that by a katan, a person is not allowed to give a katan an iser to eat biyadayim. Zok the Rashba, that's only by an iser deraisa. However, by an iser derabanan, there a person would be allowed to be suffered biyadayim. This Tosfos, the way we're learning, that Tosfos is asking mitzadidin derabanan, come to chayis that Tosfos is telling avek that even by an iser derabanan, there's still an iser to give it to the katan. And on that, Tosfos is saying in Yisoid, that even by an Issa Derabanan, that there's an Issa, Lispus Lo Biyadayim, if he's doing a mitzvah together with it, then it would not be a problem. Because since you're being Mechanachim as well, and it's Safi Le, an Issa Derabanan with the mitzvah Schinuch, then it would be Mutter. The Mele of the Magen Avraham and Nichol Shabbos and Shim Mem Gimel, Sifkot and Gimel wants to say, Taka brings this halacha, and he wants to say that that's why the halacha is a person is allowed to give a katan, a shofar, and Rosh Hashanah to blow. Be'etzem, blowing shofar is asur midrabanan. One is not allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos because it's asur midrabanan because of Shemei HaKoel v'chulu. However, on Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah, l'tzarech mitzvah, there it's mutter. Zokti Magen Avraham, it's mavur be'etzem in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah that once one finishes blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah l'tzarech mitzvah, he is not allowed to blow stamp kiyas d'rishus. Agav, this is the reason why in certain kehilas even today, for example in Babov and other places, the minig is to bedafka blow for the noshim before they finish davening. In Babov, they make a break, and the ladies come and hear Tekiyah Shofar before Musaf. And the reason is, because once the Baal Tekiyah was already Yotzer during davening, the Tekiyahs, they hold that it's not so pashit that he's allowed to blow more Tekiyahs. However, the halach is by a cotton is allowed to blow in Rosh Hashanah. So, Akhtar Magen Avram, this is the Vart. Because even though he's Ba'etzim doing an Issa by blowing Shofar, Shalai B'Makim Mitzvah, even on Yom Tov, however, since he's also being mechonech and learning how to blow shofar, you're allowed to be safi le'isura b'makim that there's also an iser chinuch, there's an inyan of chinuch, and therefore, even though he's doing an iser, we're allowed to give him the shofar. There's Rabbi Kiva Eger, a tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger in Chelek Aleph Siman Teslov, who has a shayla that if, let's say, we're in a city without an Erev, not talking about necessarily Rishus HaRabim, but a city without an Erev, is a person allowed to give a child a chumash or a siddur to bring it for a shul l'tzarech gadol? And Rabbi Kiva Eger says that l'tzarech for a gadol l'tzicha aser. He says not only the shittas that hold that it's aser l'spis b'yadayim, even in issur d'rabbanon, that it's going to be aser, but even according to the Rashba that wants to say to be safi le b'yadayim b'issur d'rabbanon it's mutter, that's only if it's l'tzarech the gadol. Is it tzarech the katan? However, over here where it's the tzarech the gadol, zok there, therefore there would be a davar poshut that it would be aser. Elamai, you'll say that since it's a tzarech mitzvah, so there's no iser lispis biyadayim. He says, but that's only if it's takel the tzarech the katan. But if it would be the tzarech the gadol, then avad would be aser. Aber zok to be kivegel lemaisa. To give a child a chumash or a siddur to bring to shul the tzar choy, the child needs a chumash, the child needs a siddur. That we have a toisvus that will be mutter, because since the whole issur haitzah in a kamelus on Shabbos is only in issur rabbanon, and rive of our streets are a kamelus, to bring a child, to allow a child to bring his own chumash or his own siddur, that would be mutter, because since he's doing it, there's an inyan of chinuch. The ma'aser he's doing it l'tzarech mitzvah, l'tzarech chinuch. Although there's an issur d'rabbanan there, you can be safi le b'yadayim. And once he's using it, the gadol would be allowed to look along. Kiveg is coming out with a ma'adik echidish that if a child needs a chumash or a siddur, or maybe even a sefer in shul, he'd be allowed to. The gadol would be allowed to give it to him to carry, even shalai b'makam erev, because hayayist is an inyan of chinuch as well. Memedla itaka would be mutter.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.